What's that?
Continue, sir. Can I just listen?
Can listen to what? Am I talking to my wife?
Well, that's okay on that part. I know the gentleman you was talking to. I've been sitting on the other side watching you. I just couldn't get close enough to hear.
Well, you should have walked over. It's a public sidewalk.
I know that.
Yeah. So you probably heard it. I'll tell you what. Pretty soon, later tonight, you go to don'tperish.com. All the videos, him and I's conversation will be up. He knew I was videotaping. It's publicly legal. I'm making an audio right now. We do it to edify people because there's people out there being deceived by the Hebrew roots people. And so, and the Catholics and the Lutherans and the Mormons. That corrupt man, I don't know what you think of him. I love his soul, but I hate his false ways. I don't hate
him. Thank you.
I hate his false ways. That man could not look at me. You going to pull a gun out?
No.
Everybody's got guns around here, walking around.
Oh,
packing.
Because there's a free gun tote.
I know that.
I got one right there,
I know
by
that.
The way.
I see all these guys packing their guns.
You want me to go get mine for you?
I don't live in fear. I don't live in fear. I don't care. So yeah. Listen, that man could not even look me in the eye and say that Mormons are a cult. You know what he said? Oh, I don't know their heart. The Mormons don't even believe in the biblical savior. This man is a corrupt danger. I don't care how much good he does. The Mormons actually do good. Atheists do good. Absolutely. Muslims do good. Roman Catholic. I tell people this all the time. What's your first name?
Dale.
Dale. My brothers call me Two Posts. That's my wife's sister, Amit. The nicest man I ever met. What did Jesus say? That you'll know people by their love, right?
Yeah, well, you know people by the fruit.
You know the nicest person I ever met. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Don't be deceived. The nicest, most loving, kindest, compassionate, most gentle man I ever met. Ready? Roman Catholic monk.
Oh, absolutely.
But can he lead you to salvation?
And you know something? They're about 13 miles right out that.
Can he lead you to salvation with his paganism?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
So while we do see fruit, we even judge fruit.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And the little and the man offers candy to the little kids in a van. He seems nice.
Of course.
Till he lures them in the van. So that man might seem nice doing. Come on, a carnal movie theater. I don't know what you believe. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He puts on carnal, fleshly movies. Actor. Movies full of actors. Do you know what actors is called in the Greek? You know what an actor is in the Greek?
No.
Two big words. And both of them God hates. Ready? Liar. Right? If I go on a movie screen, I pretend I'm a doctor. Am I lying?
Usually.
And hypocrite. That means you're a liar and hypocrite. And in Proverbs 6, God says he hates liars. They're an abomination unto him. That man, Tom, puts on movies full of liars that are an abomination to God to entertain people. This is not of God. The Bible says to be a friend of the world, James 4:4, makes you an enemy of God. He's an enemy of God because he's friends with the world. Clear and simple. So I would encourage you to go deep. I don't know. You don't have to share your faith. You could, whatever. Go deep in the scriptures. Test the Baptists. Test these Hebrew roots people. They're a cult. Test the Catholics. And what you're going to find is the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is true. There's a narrow way to eternal life that he said few are going to find it. Do you know what that word few in Greek means? Do you ever look at the Greek words and the Hebrew words?
I don't have the full. I do have a Greek and Hebrew translated Bible.
Okay, yeah, you can look it up. Puny. Look around your Ava area. A puny number of these people, including the Hebrew roots people, are going to find eternal life. A puny number. How many got on the ark?
Eight.
I was just doing a study on this. I used to think there might have been 500,000, a million people alive at the time of the ark. Now, we don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us the number. But some scholars claim there could have been 500 million, they say.
You know.
Millions and millions and millions.
I'm big into geography and history, and I don't have a number myself.
I don't,
but,
yeah.
But I do find that entirely possible.
It's huge.
I'm thinking between 2 and 5 mil.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking it's way higher than that. Yeah. But anyway.
I'm not saying 200 million and 500
Ready?
Million is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, here's one. How many come out? So 8 come out of millions. How many came off out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and which would have had at least tens of thousands? It was a major trading city.
Mm-hmm.
3. Now this one will hit the Hebrew roots people hard. Ready? How many entered into the Holy Land out of 600,000 men that were of fighting age? 600,000 men. How many entered in? You know? And do you know their names?
I'll be honest, I'll name my dog.
Joshua and Caleb, two.
Oh, in that.
Two men out of 600,000.
You know what drew me over here?
What drew you over here? I know it's not my wonderful looks and charm, because I'm nothing.
And I ain't got that either.
Hopefully it was the preaching of the word.
No. Well, somewhat, but I'll be right honest. Here's what it is. I like to see everybody else's different aspect on what they got, because you haven't said anything that I disagree with yet.
But if that's true,
because see,
you would stand against everything that's false. Because see, let me ask you a question.
And
let me ask
a question. And I haven't told you that.
I know. If you're for the truth, if you're for the truth, don't you have to be against the lies?
Absolutely.
So the cop just drove by. I waved to him.
Yeah.
I'm legal. He drives by and just waves at me. Mm-hmm. If he saw you and I fighting, and you were on top of me pummeling me, you think he'd just wave at you? I hope not. He would probably come out, and he'd probably either tackle you, tase you, do something. So it all depends, which, by the way, I got to give you a gospel card before you leave. It all depends on your demeanor and what truth you're in.
Yep.
So they're not in the truth. These places around here are not in the truth. And
you
want
to know something? Let's just shorten this down. I battle with that man probably on a bi-weekly basis.
About what, sir? Here you go. Take a gospel card.
Bible.
Oh. You battle, but so you're not a Hebrew supporter. You know that's a cult.
Not.
Yeah, that's a cult.
I am all in. I know. Oh, here's my weak point. This very day, I don't have it with me because I took my mom over here. Because I look after my elderly mother. It's sitting right on the table. I've got it highlighted. It is.
Man-made religion, the churches out there that are lying, it means coming out from them. I used to be a Lutheran, he used to be in like AOG, whatever you want to call it, Baptist churches or whatever. When we started reading the Bible and comparing it to what the pastors were teaching, it didn't line up. They're telling you to do things the Bible says not to, and they're not doing what the Bible says. So we don't belong to any organization, we just simply follow the scriptures and obey them. And that's what we're out here to do, warn people. There's also, my husband's got that on there, Elijah Ministries Exposed. They're teaching false teachers.
And is that who the Trevor are?
I think so, yeah. I think they are.
That's what we were trying to figure out is as to what all was going on.
They do a lot of good things. They do help people, which is good, but so do the Catholics and the Mormons, and a lot of false teachers help people. Those kind of works are going to be burned up in heaven if they don't have the basis of the biblical gospel. Because Jesus said to go preach the gospel and make disciples. And that's what we go out and do. And along the way, we might help some of the homeless, the beggars, or whatever. We live in our camper van. We travel around the country. We sleep in parking lots. You know, we don't take anybody's money. We've just given up our life to get people to stop believing what everybody says and get in the scriptures and follow the scriptures. Not people, not men. Don't just believe what I say. Test it to the word of God. That's what you live by. Matthew 4:4. We live by every word out of the mouth of God. Not all these different flavors and 40,000 denominations, and everybody gets to just pick whatever it is they like. It doesn't line up with God's word. So that's what we're out here to do, to show people to get into the scriptures. Our website is loaded with teachings, videos, articles, audios. We share our trips. And so if you check that out, our email is on there, and we're happy to answer any questions. And if either of you are married to believing husbands, my husband would love to talk to them, share that with them, and we're here to help people to get in the scriptures. I'm sorry?
How long are you in town?
Not sure yet. At least today.
Here's the thing.
We just kind of move along.
How are you?
Look at my testing on the Pentecostal.
So yeah, so let us know if we can help you with anything.
Okay.
Hopefully that answered your questions.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Would you like a gospel card?
Sure.
Check out our website. You can see our van right there. It has our website on there. The gospel card does too. We have a lot of teachings, and we call people out of the world.
I have just turned Pentecostal in the last 18.